Vera Ashes, good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome back.
Thank you.
Where have you been and what was the reason for the trip and what have you done?
So this summer we have visited three countries. It is Turkey, Switzerland and Holland, with the workshops on the integral yoga and with some Russian Bells program together joined.
How did you come? I mean, that was your idea or what? How did it was organized?
Because last 3 years and a half, we have been giving workshops in Sahyadri Bhavan on integral yoga, introducing Sri Aurobindo's works, etc. So then people who came, participated, they talk to their colleagues, their coordinators, and then they arrange our workshops there. For instance, Turkish workshop was with people who were here last summer, and they're in fact trying to organize AVI center in Istanbul. So they wanted us to come and introduce Sri Aurobindo's yoga there. Then in Holland, it was AVI people who were organizing this with a group which studies Savitri very regularly. Like this, each country has a different nature of workshop and different type of people also. In some case, like in Germany last year, we did was very new people to Sri Aurobindo's study yoga. It's like that.
So what is better, that somebody knows that it already got some background, or is better when they are completely new?
For us, it's a learning experience in both cases. For the inner parts, of course, it is much better when a person has already made his study, his entry into Sri Aurobindo's yoga. Because then it is more of an inner experience to be together with him. For outer parts, it's a lot of learning experience when we have people who are fresh, because they bring their own insights, their own various ways of learning, approaching, entering. So it's both ways, it is enjoyable.
You were happy with the workshops or you were having the concerts, more or less?
Actually, I came I went to support Ashish because he's the main person who gives workshops and I do all the rest. All the organizational things. Like organization, communication, video recording, voice.
So
recording.
You documented all the workshops?
Yes.
Where we can see the material?
Good question. Where? Not yet worked on. I have to make some DVDs.
Previous ones. The Savitri Bhavan workshops of the 2 years ago, she made some DVD.
Two DVDs.
And the third she is working on. And the other workshops that we recorded this time, she is going to give time in the coming weeks.
And you will publish somewhere on RORTV or somewhere? Or you will sell them? Something. You will do something with them, yeah?
Yeah, at the moment two that I did, the second still needs subtitling. They're available, we don't actually sell them for the moment, but during the workshops we invite people to give donations and take the DVD. So this is how it works now. And
some of them will be available on YouTube in parts, in clips, etc.
Yeah, there is already one clip on YouTube. Mm. With Ashish's introduction, it is called Vision of Sri Aurobindo. Mm. The Vision of Sri Aurobindo. Yeah, it's a 12-minute clip.
How many years you are giving those integral yoga workshops already?
So, workshops are more than 3 years, but I started with giving lectures a little before that.
So all this time you're working with Savitri Bhavan, yeah?
I started with Unity Pavilion lectures, and then I realized that I need some more interactive medium. So then I approached Savitri Bhavan and started giving there.
Mm. Yes, so the workshops are not actually only lectures. We are trying to present this complex philosophy in a more accessible way. We are trying to use some medias like PowerPoint presentations, film clips, charts. So that is all Ashish is working on.
And then we ask people to join exercises, guided concentration, visualization. We also add, when there is a longer workshop, something like together exercises, mantra chanting, walking in the garden with offering attitude, etc. So these are part features of our...
What was the response?
Yeah, the response, really. There are always people who suddenly open up to the mother. For instance, last year in Germany, there was a woman, while during a guided concentration, she changed side and she made some noise. So while others were in deep concentration and I was giving some guidance, she made this and suddenly she went into a very beautiful face expression. So next day we ask, what was the reason you made this noise? She said, I was in the mother's lap and somehow something in my body was not feeling comfortable. So I changed side and then I was feeling very much embraced by her. And that was such a nice feeling. And this was very first time that she was actually having any contact with the mother. Then this year, before 2 months or three, she was here and she looked such a different person. So we asked, what happened? She said, you people did this, you introduced me to this. So actually what we do is that we ask people directly to turn towards the mother and Sri Aurobindo, read directly their works, concentrate on them, offer themselves. And then what happens is a story between the mother and them. But people, because they find this type of workshops, giving them some kind of initiative or initiation, they remember us with love, with friendship.
You're just smiling. What do you think about that? The power of the mother?
The power of the mother.
Energy.
No, it is always, for me, the experience, like in the room, when before we start workshop, we organize and we preparing the books, preparing the tables. So it's a little bit rush. The moment people come and Asher says, let us start with the silent concentration, 2 minutes of silent concentration on the mother, invoking her to help us learning, to help us understanding. And immediately the atmosphere changes. And it is such a nourishing experience because you feel like uplifted and really enveloped with all these energies. So it's basically, yeah, it's, I don't know how to say it.
It is she. The moment you call her, she's gracious. She just comes down to help us create a harmonious learning atmosphere. And this is very amazing. She's so much present.
In many ways.
Yeah, in many ways. In many ways.
And people who are new to it, they also, because people who come here, they're receptive. Mm. So they also feel and they're kind of amazed. Like Savitri Bhavan is already has a special aura, special presence. And when we focus on that, then it comes out and is established even in the outside atmosphere.
Yeah, for us it's a very enjoyable experience to give these workshops. Because most of the time people come with the intention of learning. They already have some spiritual opening. And the mother and Sri Aurobindo is a revelation on any day. So the moment you speak of them or you point to some writing, they respond from very depth. Something happens to them. And many cases we have seen that they are able to say that our life has changed the moment we have looked at Sri Aurobindo and the mother. So we in some way find our own new openings to the mother and Sri Aurobindo through these workshops.
Actually, I can recollect one case with a young fellow from America. he came to Auroville, I believe, first time.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah. And during the guided concentration, a very deep experience happened with him. So he left the room and went out in the garden and stayed there for like 1 hour till we finished. And then after 1.5 years, he comes again in the middle of our different workshop, next workshop. And he does he does the namaste gesture to us and comes and sits. And then he joins a discussion. We discuss a certain question. And then his comments actually stunned me because I opened my mouth and I kept learning from him.
Very deep. And he had really studied. So these are really fulfilling moments.
It was actually by his religion. He's a Jew and his parents are quite
strict.
Orthodox in this. But he started learning. He persisted. He managed to persuade his parents that this is my way. He studied thoroughly and he does like, okay, you don't have to put high aims. Like, I want to reach a supramental transformation or something. He says, at this very moment, you check your state. Are you open to the mother? Is you not even this, like, is my mind quiet? Is my mind able to receive something higher? And it was really like a very precise focus, like the right focus, right point he was bringing up.
Is he here now?
No, he is Ben, a guest. No. He is a guest.
Ben has left. He was here before 3 months. And I can tell you there are many people like that. They sometimes write us, they phone us, they come home. They tell us what happened to them when they continue reading the Mother and Sri Aurobindo. And the practice of integral yoga, of course, you have to be sure that you want to enter this path. But once you enter, it's about loving the Mother. Sri Aurobindo summarizes in 3 words, love the Mother. So how you do that? Then you are asked to do it beautifully. You are asked to do it maintaining peace or calling down peace so that you can feel her presence more calmly and more intensely. Because in peace you can digest that. So it is so simple to be with the Mother, to call her, to offer yourself to her. Love the Mother, love the Mother, love the Mother. And because it is very simple, the people who are open, especially in their hearts, they respond to it very immediately.
When was the time for you to, when you... were acquainted with the Integral Yoga and Sri Aurobindo, the Mother?
That must be in 1986 when I was still a student in Ahmedabad, Gujarat. And then as I read it, I realized that the writings were changing my life. Earlier, before that, about 2 years, I have been reading various spiritual literatures, going to various teachers, gurus, ashrams, classes, and doing all sorts of childish experiments too.
Yeah.
We don't have to say
searching.
trying to explore this deeper psychology as well as this subtle worlds. And of course, this is India, so you have so many things available. At the same time, it's a city life I was living in, and there is no real guidance unless you go to a guru who will take you in his path. And I was quite influenced by some teachings like Shankaracharya, which gives you something from deeper psychology of India, from Veda, etc. But only when you come to Sri Aurobindo, you really understand what the Veda means, according to me. And then the meanings, the explanations of Veda, of Gita, and then Sri Aurobindo's whole own contribution, his explanation of the deeper parts of ourselves, of the subtle planes of existence, and his day-to-day guidance through his letters. So even as a young boy, it just took me kind of by collar and dragged me to Integral Yoga. And so I didn't even understand at what moment the Integral Yoga practice began. As I read, at point something comes like, you need to call peace down from above, or you have to call the Mother's presence in your heart. And as a young man, I just tried something like this and felt some response. Eventually, when I was seated in my house looking at Mother's photograph, wondering why people call her sweet mother, because it was looking a little too much at that point. And looking at her photograph, reading her book, suddenly something happened. And from that moment, I knew why she's called sweet mother. And I never felt separated from her for long from that moment onwards. And then I just had to maintain the presence. Once I understood what is the mother, what is her love, what is to feel her in one's heart, it was a kind of decisive moment for me. And then at one point I understood that I require an environment where I can practice this yoga more intensely. So in 87, I came to Sri Aurobindo Ashram. I was there for next 20 years. And lately I was feeling very strongly that I need to practice this yoga in more lifelike environment, express what I have learned, share, etc. And there was a time when Vera also came to ashram. She joined doing some work projects, and together we decided then to come to Auroville. So that was in 2007.
Where did you meet? In Russia or in ashram or how?
In 2005, I first time came to ashram, and we made an exhibition on Russia in the ashram exhibition hall. And there I met Ashesh. He was helping us. So, and when I left the ashram, I bought about 15 kg of Sri Aurobindo's and Mother's books.
Heavy,
yeah. I filled my backpack fully. And one person in this bookshop, he asked me, why are you buying all these books? You will come back and live here. And I just couldn't imagine it in that circumstances that I were. And actually, this visit changed a lot in my life. So this next 1.5 years was a rapid change. Everything was changed, all the circumstances. It was kind of a preparation for me just to come back here.
But you were connected with Auroville or with the mother and the Sri Aurobindo before in Russia already or no? Yeah.
The first time the book, The Integral Yoga of Sri Aurobindo, came in my hands, I believe 1995, 96. It was a Russian translation, and I hardly understood anything there. But then the book, Synthesis of Yoga, it was also translated into Russian. It had a nice cover. Mm. So I was wondering what is behind this. A nice rainbow cover page. And frankly, I read it about 4 times, the Synthesis of Yoga in Russian. Again, hardly understood nothing. But then the mother's books came, Agenda, and then Satprem's book, The Adventure of Consciousness. And especially with the mother texts, when I was reading them, it was like as if I'm myself telling me something that I know
speaking
already.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was vibrating very lively in me. And I really wanted, because at that moment I was already on a professional path of translating, interpreting. So I thought that one day I want to translate Mother and Sri Aurobindo. Mm. And it actually happened. So this, when I came to the ashram, it's, you can say that I escaped from Moscow. Not really escaped, but in Moscow I was on this professional track, and in order to keep my life running, I had to do only this to earn money. But I wanted very much to translate Mother and Sri Aurobindo, so I found the possibility to come to ashram and do here this work quietly. And that's how, at that period.
Annoying. Anyhow, let's go back to the reason why we met. How was this year trip? If you compare it with the 2 years back, what is the change? Because we all feel the intensity of the time.
This year people came were already having some idea of Sri Aurobindo and the mother, especially in Holland. And we really, really appreciate being with them. I must say that...
It was a mutual feeling. They also felt like it was like something opened for all of us. So it was like a collective invocation, I would say.
It's like deeper feelings of being a family, being together.
Last year, that Ashesh went out alone in Germany and Switzerland, but I did not accompany him at that moment, at that time. So it's our first trip together that happened in May 2012. Yeah, May to June. May and June, 2 months. And for me, all the trip was a surprise and very joyful surprise, because I learned a lot about countries, and Turkey impressed me with the beauty, you know, this all
interior
decoration, aesthetical part is very much alive there, and there is not a single object that is not decorated. People really live with this feeling of beauty, and Turkey was an opening in the sense that I saw people there. I saw very strong people, very beautiful, and especially Turkish youth. People who are strong and who are not afraid. And it's really... And who are open as well. Those people who are not into like traditional religion, they're looking for something deeper, something more open. Most of them, of course, vibrating with the Sufi path, with the Sufi tradition, if not practicing, but at least, like they're open to this path. And with this, and Sufi tradition means a lot of concentration in the heart, but it's more on the emotional heart. So we were most impressed, and especially, again, in Sufi tradition, you have a lot of music and dance. And so when it was actually with friends who come here regularly for years, they come for my Russian Bells sessions here. Now, the person who comes is actually Tugay Bashar and his wife. And he's a musician, and he's in love with bells, and it's... very much because of their insistence that I took the instrument, because it's very heavy. Take 20 kg.
So you took the bells on the trip?
I took my home instrument, yes.
My travel set.
Travel set. And there were several occasions when I played the bells. One was... in this ecological center. It's actually interesting. In Turkey, it's the spirituality is finding its way through this ecological environmental consciousness. So people are... It's actually kind of a network there, a network of young people who try in like eco-villages, who try in healthy lifestyle. And...
does lead you to the... spiritual path as well.
That kind of this is, I believe, this is by spiritual urge that you're turning towards something different already. And they're the most beautiful people, most lovable people. And I had my prejudices against Turkey, perhaps from this Russian-Turkish war time somewhere, because I knew they're like strong nation, but I saw them really admirable people. And in Holland, it was like as if I was in a ship. And especially people who were in the workshop, they all felt like a team, like a crew of the ship, especially ladies. So with Holland ladies, I would go in the sea.
Cruising.
Yeah. I would go. So the most efficient... people who understand immediately what's happening, immediately react, immediately provide help, and astonishing, really astonishing.
In Switzerland, because we already I gave workshop last year, two people repeated this year. So when we see this kind of response, it's also, deeply touching. Mm. When people come again to study a little more.
But you said as a sheep, so you mean that the other people who didn't attend the workshop is like out of the sheep? The nation itself or what?
I meant rather perhaps it's the quality of the nation, that they have a long history, like more than 300 years, no? This sailing stories, going to different countries. So it feels in the atmosphere. Mm. That
they are very organized people. They harmoniously take up a task and finish it. You cannot even imagine, from a distance, how they face a situation together. Especially during the workshop, we could see they will go to kitchen together, they will distribute the task without even
without saying words
very
to each other.
Yeah. And it was very interesting to see that.
So you're saying that they use telepathy or what?
Something is harmonious about them.
Hmm. And the third country you were in was what? Switzerland, something, huh? How was that?
Switzerland is beautiful. So beautiful.
Nation soul wise.
Is it the people that we met last year? Of course, there were many more. This time, less participation. The reason that was given to us in the retreat house, that was the workshop, the retreat house, people said that this year they also had very less participation. The reason is that there are one or two persons there who give workshops on some kind of healing, which is instant.
Miraculous healing.
And then people, of course, go there. So this year we felt that it was less aspiring nation.
More people need healing, yeah?
Perhaps that, yeah.
And that was also your first contact with Central Europe, yeah? Somehow.
Yes, when I came to Switzerland, I kept feeling that I never left Belarus, my own country.
Switzerland?
Yes.
Really?
The nature is very similar. So, but it's a mixture actually of Belarusian nature and Indian nature. So it was at the height, I believe, 600 meters or something.
While they have many mountains, which is different than Belarus. Mm. But otherwise, a lot of greenery and beautiful people.
Yeah, nature is very powerful. And as to people, the focus is on making life rational. Rationally convenient or comfortable, not in a bad sense, in a positive sense. That there is, we were actually amazed. We were staying with the Swiss lady, and she was introducing us to this Swiss self-management, and we almost as if we were listening for fairy tales. You know, mm-hmm. It was like from questions from the laws, like dealing with court or something, kind of the court laws, and till the waste management. Mm. Everything she's aware of, and she always feels we. Yeah. She always says, we did this.
Yeah.
We have not yet done this, but this we are concerned with. This we want to take care of.
So the feeling of community is strong. And
very
really
strong,
participation too.
Very strong.
Participation. I don't know about community, but the feeling that I participate in decision making, which I don't know that if there any other country who has this feeling in the citizens.
Yes. She knew everything about everything. We did this, we did not do this, and if someone does something silly on the traffic road, then she will immediately point out this is something not acceptable, and then she will try to do something about fixing it. So it was very interesting.
So how she fixed the immediate thing?
They are very organized people. Like, for instance, she could report it to the local school. If there was a stone very near the school's fence and she knows that children always pass by this. So if the stone which is in a bad position, if a child falls on it or slips while climbing on it, it can hurt the child, and she cannot accept that. So she has to report to the school coordinators. Other thing we saw some school, and it was really, really amazing experience, how much space they can give to children, how much time, intimate nearness for education, and a freedom to express their feelings, inner feelings, whatever the child feels. One thing we saw was very amazing, that the little children, they are like 3 years, they go to school with little school bags, and on the traffic road where vehicles are passing, there are usually 2-3 moms with some hand signs that guide the traffic, stop the big vehicles when the children are passing, crossing the road. So the moms there in villages near the cities, they come together to take their children to school. Children know the way, they go on the way, but whenever there is traffic, some moms are standing there with signs. So this we saw as one of the best organizations. There were also very few police, actually, in the big city, big village of 25,000 people. How many?
Six
police were there.
And in Holland, where we were staying, Adam, no police at all.
We didn't see any police.
It does not exist. The citizens told us we do not have police.
They do come on special occasions when there is a festival. But otherwise, they do not require police. So this was like amazing. This is something like what the mother wanted in Auroville.
So basically, in this both countries, Switzerland and Holland, there are many, many things that Auroville can pick up and imply. So we just wish the citizens of these countries just share what is natural to them, and it will be very useful for Auroville. I was surprised while observing some Swiss people here. I was really surprised why they're putting so much attention into small things, really, really small things. And it's like, I thought it's like, it's too much. And now I see that it's the way they are trained to look at life, and their society gives this that training. And also, as Asher said about Swiss children, I really find that education system provides them a lot of opportunities to develop various features and various skills. Like the number of toys that I saw in the house made by children between 5, 6, 10 years, I could never imagine, and I do not know how myself how to make these toys, and they were all done in school by them, and like gifts to mom, some kind of musical instruments or some kind of puppets. So this I really appreciated.
And for you is also maybe you can understand a European mind, at least some of them, a little bit better.
You know, this has been the main advantage of going to Europe. I already had many friends here, and I heard from them that this is a different place. When they come here, I always felt that they are nice people, they are open. But they said that no, these are very different people who come here, who already are open. But the atmosphere there is very, very different. So when I went there, spiritually I could feel what they had mentioned, that yes, people were not really so much open. Spiritually, of course, there is a lot of things they can do, learn from India. But they have so many positive things. It is like a parallel line of progress. One cannot put it as high or low. They are so much careful, so much organized, so much sincere in keeping streets clean, in organizing things that everything runs smoothly and in time. This definitely makes so much less waste of life, of resources. Then, say, giving you an example from the schools that we visited, we were told about a child who had problem of one ear. And then on that particular day that we visited, teacher, a person appointed by the central school system, was visiting that school to ask the teachers, talk to the child, how he feels, how he is able to adjust, tune with the rest of the children. Now, he goes next to some other school because he has a child there also. So it is a very nicely, very caringly organized system. And then everything, the way we saw the things, people were taking care of to keep clean, not to throw things on the street. They will walk like 100 meters to throw a paper in a bin. And so many things. It was really, really, for us going from India, for me, was a revelation. Already coming to ashram, coming to Auroville, was a different experience. But then going in the proper source from where this all things come, was really, really, I think that it is very right to respect each other and learn from each other without boasting of one's achievements and condescending the other people. It's a lot of learning from both sides.
You are starting the workshop, yeah? Already?
Yesterday.
Yeah, we already started yesterday. Mm. And this workshops will continue every Wednesday till something really happens and we are flat tired. Otherwise, this should continue.
So it's only on Wednesdays and...
So far, it is on Wednesdays. We are also working to launch a project, a unit perhaps, so that we can have more educational activities regularly. Hmm. A permanent exhibition, some kind of work with volunteers where we can make projects, compilations, short films. So these are future dreams, but we already start working on it.
So this, at the moment we are given 3 hours introductory workshop come lecture, and there also we are exploring how deep is the interest from people. If they would like to study further, study deeper. So in that case, we also, perhaps if there is interest, then we also can organize some sort of retreats, 1 day or 2 days, deepening into subject. Because as it is in 3 hours, it's not possible to present it properly.
Yeah, but for these programs, because I believe it's in the morning, yeah?
They're in the morning, yeah. 9 o'clock they start, till 12 noon.
So as a normal Aurelian, I think you cannot attend it. So it's just for guests.
You know, that is what we were thinking. And the last year, we did all other experiments. We kept the workshops in the evening. We kept for 2 days. And we saw that those who want to come, do come in any case. And there are many people who still tell me that I'm not able to come in the morning. But then 3 years, we kept in various timings. They could always come. So we feel that it is not really exactly like that. Those who want to come will make a point to come. People go to anywhere when they want to go. You know? Second thing, in the morning there is a little better atmosphere, I feel. Sun is rising.
Concentration.
It's very nice that way. So we prefer in the morning for now. But we do, after some time, wish to keep it also sometime for evenings. So that those who cannot really come in the morning can come in the evenings.
Thank you for coming today.